Okay, good morning. We're discussing on Monday, Reb Sadik was explaining to us the idea of Mesiris Nefesh, and explaining to us how it's connected to the world of Tachner. Reb Sadik explained to us, based on the Arizal, the Nefilas Apayim that we do every day by davening, Nefilas Apayim, when a person does Pasha Nefilas Apayim, what they're doing is they're really being Moiser Nefesh. Reb Sadik explained to us that what does Mesiris Nefesh mean? Mesiris Nefesh doesn't just mean when a person's Moiser Nefesh, the simple way we talk about Mesiris Nefesh, like with the Holocaust, the Spanish Inquisition, times when people are Moiser Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. Mesiris Nefesh, Reb Sadik explained to us also, is that a person has to decide that my goal in this world and my role in this world is to be Megala Kvayt Shemayim, and if I'm not fulfilling this role, then Yoina HaNavi said, Toiv Moisi Mechayim, then I'd rather die than stay alive. If a person says, if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, if I'm not on the path of fulfilling Ratzon Hashem, if I'm not being Megala Kvayt Shemayim, which is the purpose of the creation of the world, so then Toiv Moisi Mechayim. And we said last time that he explained, the Tzaddik explained, that Yoina HaNavi thought, this is his dilemma, his nesayin, that Yonah Navi thought that it's better not to go to Nineveh, not to give them Musar, because if he gives them Musar, then it's going to be a kitchuk on Klal Yisrael. And therefore he said, Rabbanu Shem, I don't want to go. I think that going and giving Musar to Nineveh is not going to be a Megala Kvayt Shemayim. It's going to make a chasarn, it's going to make a chil Hashem. And therefore he said, Toiv Maisi Mechayim, so I'd rather die. Why would I want to stay alive and live a life where I'm not being Megala Kvayt Shemayim? And therefore he said, not it wasn't a suicidal line when he said Toiv Maisi Mechayim, he said, Pashat, there's no reason for me to be alive if I'm not being Megala Kvayt Shemayim in the way that I think I should be Megala Kvayt Shemayim. And eventually the Rebbeinu Shem, revealed to him that he was still supposed to go to Nineveh, and he was able to go to them and bring them Lidei Tshuva, and bring Klal Yisrael Lidei Tshuva. That was what he was supposed to do, that was really Ratzon Hashem. But he said, the point is that he said, if I'm not doing Ratzon Hashem, so I don't want to be Maisi Nefesh. And Toiv Maisi Mechayim, then I have no Ratzon to live a life in which I'm not being Megala Kvayt Shemayim, in which I'm not bringing a Kiddush Hashem. And Reb Sadik explains now, based on this Yisoid, that that's the pshat on the whole story with Korach, Moshe and Aaron, and the 250 people. A Peldik appears from Reb Tzadik. He explains it a little bit more in Pri Tzadik as well, in the Sefer on Chumash, but a Peldik appears. Tzadik explains that Moshe and Aaron, we find the idea of Nefilas Apayim in Parshas Korach. After Moshe and Aaron heard Korach and the 250 people coming against to rebel against Moshe and Aaron, so the Pasuk says, Vayipilu Apanayim, they fell on their faces, and that the Zera Kaddish tells us has to do with the idea of Tachanun. Zakar Tzadik, why Tachanun? Why Nefilas Apayim? Why Dafka by Korach and the 250 people? So Tzadik says a very poshut thing. Reb Tzadik says, Chazal say, Korach Pikeachaya, right? Rashi brings down, Korach Shepikeachaya, Mara Lashtuzet. Right? Korach was a Pikeach, and it doesn't just mean that he was an intelligent person in terms of his brains. Korach Shepikeachaya also means that in terms of his Ruchnias, he was somebody who was a smart person, right? Although the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, the Shurim brings this down, other Sfarim bring this down, that had Korach Ben Zoicha, there could have been a concept called the Levi Agadol. Aaron Kohen is supposed to be the Kohen Agadol. There's supposed to be a concept called the Levi Agadol, whatever that's supposed to mean, whatever that role was supposed to be. There's supposed to be a concept called the Levi Agadol, and Korach was Taka, Roy, and was Zeicha, could have been Zeicha to be the Levi Agadol. Had he not been Mekatrik against Moshe and Aaron, he could have been Zeicha. Without a question, Korach was a Tzadik, Korach was a Pikeach, Korach understood, and at least at the beginning, before he got involved in the story, he was a holy person who had good intentions. And that's why Taka Rashi says, and Chazal said, the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabba Taka says, Korach Shepikeachaya Mara Lashtuzeh. How is it shaykh that somebody was so smart, somebody who understood so much about Yiddishkeit would be involved in something so silly? Shtuzeh. Zakar Tzadik, and obviously it's not only Korach, but the 250 people that are involved in the fight also. There has to be that there was some cheshbon that they were making that to them at least made sense. Obviously, it wasn't the right cheshbon. Obviously, it wasn't what the Rebbeinu Shem wanted. But there has to be a cheshbon which to them they were able to justify going against Moshe and Aaron. Right? The Chazal say, the Medrash Rabbah says, that including in the 250 people were Nesiim, the 12 Nesiim. The Pasuk said, the Pasuk makes it clear like that. The Medrash proves from Sukkim, involved in these 250 people weren't just, it wasn't the 250 lowest people in Klal Yisrael. Fakar, these were the highest people in Klal Yisrael. Korach leading them was a Bikach, leading 250 people. The Nesiim fighting against Moshe Rabbeinu, what in the world were they thinking? Zakar Tzadik, very, very pashut. He says, Aval Haim Chatu Benaf they were chayte in their nefesh. He says, what does that mean? He says, they understood that la'asid lavai, we're going to come to a place like the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, la'yilmadu ishes re'eyo. There's not going to be a concept of a mashpia and a makabel. There's not going to be a concept of a Rebbe and a Talmud. Klal Yisrael is going to get to the place where all of Klal Yisrael is going to be able to be reach the level of his galus kvayt shemayim, of recognizing the Rebbeinu Shem, all on the same level. Right? We find this, the Gemara tells us already that la'asid lavai, the Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Tainus tells us, Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lassas Machal HaTzadikim, And this farm explained, what does it mean Hashem is going to make a machal at tzaddikim? So machal means a circle. It means a dance, but also means a circle. What's the mile of a circle? So Maral explains in many places that a circle means that everyone's equal to the center point, right? A proper circle. Anyone who's in elementary school or high school, you take those, what are they called? Protractor, right? Protractor, it's been a few years. Protractor, right? You put down the center point, right? You put down the metal point in the middle, and then you just draw the circle around it. You put the pencil on the protractor, you draw it around there, right? That means every part of the circle is as close to the center point as any other part of the circle. And the Svarim explained, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lassus Machal Etzadikim, L'Asad Lavik, all of Klal Yisrael is going to have the same as Galus Kfoit Shemayim. They can all point from their point in the circle, wherever they are in the circle, Zeh Hashem Kivinolai Kivinolai Vayishenu. Everyone's going to be on the same level. There won't be a concept of Yilmadu Ishis Re'eyu. There won't be a concept of Rebbeim and Talmidim, Ashpim and Makabal. Everybody will be in the same level. All right, we better find that concept by Kriyas Yamsef already, and that's what I'll talk about in a minute. Kriyas Yamsef, it says, Rosh Shifcha Bayam, Mashalor Yecheskem Abuzi, which means even the Shifcha was able to have the same as Galus Kfoit Shemayim and to be able to point. To be able to point with the same level as the greatest people in Klal Yisrael. Right? That's Pashas, how you understand Chazal. Rosh HaShivcha, the Shivcha saw with the greatest people. So they all saw together. It wasn't that the Shivcha saw one thing and the greatest people saw something else. Rosh HaShivcha, everybody in Klal Yisrael saw the same thing. There's a concept, La'asad Lavai, of a Giloy, where everybody's going to have the same Giloy. There's going to be a revelation where everyone's going to have the same revelation. Zakr of Tzadik Kairach, and these 250 people, they thought that Klal Yisrael and the world had already reached its state of perfection after Matan Torah, where we reached a place where everybody got the Galus Kfoit Shemayim. The Rebbeinu was Megala himself to all of Klal Yisrael, said, Anoichi Avai Lekecha Le'yilcha Lehim Acherim. So we all reached the same level of his Galus. So Zok Kairach and Zok to 250 people, I don't understand, what's the point? What do we need a leader for? Right? That's not what Kairach says. Kairach's Lashon is, he says, Kala Eda Kulam Kadesh. We're all Kadesh. We all heard him. Zok Rashi, why are we all Kadesh? We all heard by Har Sinai. What concept is there for there to be a Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, for there to be leaders? We're all on the same level. We all stood by Har Sinai. That's what Rashi says, what Kol Eidu Kulum Kadesh means. We all stood by Har Sinai. We all heard the same memories in the Rebbeinu Shem. We all the same as Galus Kfoit Shemayim. Why do you think, Moshe Rabbeinu, that you're on a level that's higher than us? And Reb Tzadik says it wasn't coming from a place of jealousy. Right? That's the Pashas, the way we always learned when we were kids. They were jealous. They wanted something. They wanted the leadership. So they're saying it was coming from someplace much deeper. It's coming from a rutzen to get to the world of La'asad Lavan. Right? And that's what the Zera Kaddish says very clearly, that Kairach wanted to, the concept of a Levi becoming a Kayan. The Zera Kaddish says also that concept is something which will happen La'asad Lavan. Kairach wanted to jump to the place of, in the Lashon, that Rizal's Achal Paga, he ate something which was, he ate an unripe fruit. He wanted something which was good. He wanted the Yimaisi Mashiach. He wanted something which was real. But he just wanted it at the time that it wasn't appropriate for it. Right? After Matan Torah, he thought we reached the state of we're never going to die again, which is Taka with Klal Yisrael. But Etzim reached Paskazu Masan, and they hit the eagle. They got back to the place of Adam Rishon Acherachet, not Kaidem Achet. But they thought, Kairach and the 250 people thought, okay, we reached that state of perfection. There's no need for a Moshe Rabbeinu. Zakrab Tzadik, that's why you have 250 people stand up against Moshe Rabbeinu, and it doesn't make any sense. They know that if they lose their fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, they're all going to die. Zakrab Tzadik, it wasn't Stam that they said, okay, they were so confident in their ability to be able to win that they said we're going to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzadik says, they said, it's either give me a life called Yemaisa Mashiach or I want to die, right? Liberty or death. They said, it's one or the other. Either give us a world in which we're taka holding out that place where this Galus Kfoit Shemayim is like the Yemaisa Mashiach, where we're able to take Matan Torah and the Mamshech Matan Torah into the regular everyday world, or if not, then we want to die. So one of two things is going to happen. Either we're right, and we take a reach the state of Mashiach, and if we want to stay, then that's the ultimate way the world should be. That's the ultimate way the world wants that should be. Or if Moshe is right, that we haven't reached that state, so then we want to die. Not because they didn't have an issue with dying. They were talking Moshe Nefesh. They said, we either want a life of Mashiach, and if you're not going to give us the life of the ultimate Isgalus Kfoit Shemayim, then we want to die. And they're willing to die. And Zakr Tzadik, that's why we take a find that the Machtois that they brought were used as to make a nezer, to make a covering for the Mizbeach. Right? It seems to be the oddest thing possible. Here you have people getting up in rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. They have the Machtas prove them wrong, and you go out and you melt down the Machtas and use it for the Mizbeach. Why would you use the Machtas of people who are chayta and moired against Moshe Rabbeinu for the Mizbeach? Zakab Tzadik, because Be'etzim, their Ratzon was good. Their Ratzon was like Yonah Navi said. Either Toiv Moisi Mechayim. Either want a life of Hizgalas Koyet Shemayim, and the ultimate way, and if not, if Moshe and Aaron are right, that we haven't reached the state of Mashiach, so we want to die. We want to be Moshe Nefesh, and we don't want to stay alive in a world which is not perfect, in a world which is not Hizgalas Koyet Shemayim. And therefore, their Ratzon was Be'etzim a good Ratzon. The Ratzon was Be'etzim something which is good. But he says, so we want to get there, for not there, and we want to die. We don't want to live in this world. And they were wrong. Obviously, Moshe and Aaron told them they were wrong. Moshe told them they were wrong. We can be Miskala Kfayt Shemayim in a world which is not perfect. The Ratzon of Hashem is that it shouldn't always reach the state of Mashiach. And Klal Yisrael was Chayta, and they weren't at that place. And we have to work through the world called Galus. But also speaking, their Ratzon, what they wanted was they wanted either a Skala Kfayt Shemayim or death. They said there's no point in being alive in a world in which we're not being Megala Kfayt Shemayim in the proper way. And that's why Mimela there, Moshe and Aaron. Zakrub Tzadik. That's why Moshe and Aaron vayiplu al pneim is dafka by Kairach and Adasai. Why? Because Moshe and Aaron also had to be Meiser Nefesh. If they're being Meiser Nefesh and they're saying, we want Ratzon Hashem, and if you don't give us Ratzon Hashem, we want death. So Moshe and Aaron were combating them, also need to be vayiplu al pneim. That's what the Zohar Kadosh Taka says from this Pasuk, that Nefilas Apayim is Mesiris Nefesh. Moshe and Aaron said, you're being Meiser Nefesh, we're also being Meiser Nefesh. And the Rabbanu Shem is Megala, that the ultimate Mesiris Nefesh he wanted was the one of Moshe and Aaron, and the rest of Klal Yisrael, not Kairach va'Adasai. But that's the pshat on what they wanted, and that's the pshat on what Moshe and Aaron, why dafka their Moshe Nefesh. That's what Reb Tzadik says. That's why when they were dying, the Rashi told him, he badlu mitoicha eda. Right? Make sure you separate and stay away from them. In fact, Reb Tzadik, why do you have to fragment? The Ramban already says. He says, v'chein biyad Hashem latzilam v'im toicha eda. Hashem can't save the people if they're, Hashem can't make the ground open here and out over there and out over there. He says, aval, lefisha heim haye b'davar zeh gedoylam inyan mesiris nefesh, akach hatzricha lezbadal v'al yilku imam. There's like a mile in what they were doing. It said, separate them. Stay away from them. Not because they're going to be punished with them, because what they were doing was amazing. He says, okay, they have mesiris nefesh, stay away from them, stay separate from them. They'll go to where they need to go, and they'll be able to, and the rest of Klal Yisrael will stay where they're able to stay. It's such a, again, even though their Ratzon was, even though their the Taitsa of their Ratzon was a wrong Taitsa, what they wanted wasn't the right thing, and it wasn't Eskalas Kvayt Shemayim, but Reb Tzadik's telling us it's such a Pashta Zach and such an important thing for us to remember. We either want Eskalas Kvayt Shemayim, or if not, then there's no point in living in this world, and then this world's not worth living in. Right? I heard a shmuz, somebody sent me yesterday a video from my Rebbe Elephant in Eretz Yisrael. He was talking about Tisha B'Av, and he said, you know, the idea of Avelus on the Churban is not a, it's not stum like an agav thing. Like, okay, either you talk during davening, you don't talk during davening. Either you wear your tefillin or properly, you don't wear your tefillin properly. So it's not an agav thing. It's a thing which is fundamental to all of Yiddishkeit. You either care about the Chil Hashem which is taking place when in the world called Galus. It either bothers you the fact that there's no Eskalas Kvayt Shemayim to the point that you're Avelus over it, or if it doesn't bother you, then the whole world, the whole purpose of the world, his galus kvayt shemayim, it doesn't talk to you. So then you're missing a fundamental aspect of what it means to be connected to Hashem, what it means to be living in a world where we're supposed to be megala kvayt shemayim. And that's what Tzadik's telling us. It's a good piece to go into Tisha B'Av with that. It's toiv moisi mechayim. I want a life with this galus kvayt shemayim, not for myself. I want that the Rabbanu Shem is able to be machuse b'chol mashal, that the whole world should see Hashem. And if not, then I don't see the purpose in the world. And that's why, to me, this, you know, there's an avelos because I want that, and if I don't have that, then toiv moisi mechayim. And that's what we're all gonna, mitzvah Shem, try to get to on Tisha B'Av, is this concept of the fact that it bothers us to the point that we're willing to be moisir nefesh, or give up our life, because we don't want to live a life in a world where there's no eskalas kvayt shemayim. We don't want to live a life in a world where the Rebbe Shem's presence is not revealed, in a world of astara. Shem Shabbos, we should bezeich hatakat be megala kvayt shemayim. By having this mesiris nefesh on Tisha B'Av, we're saying we want this eskalas kvayt shemayim. We should bezeich hatakat to gula shleimah.